Teachers at a prominent Milwaukee charter school network are attempting to unionize. Karman Schools of Science and Technology employees filed a union election petition with the National Labor Relations Board this week. Karman operates five Milwaukee schools, mainly on the south side, with about 2,000 mostly Latino and Black students. WUWM education reporter Emily Files talked to Karman employees about the working conditions that led up to this campaign.
A major problem cited by Karman employees who want to unionize is high teacher turnover. One of the teachers Karman lost is Julia, who asked us not to use her last name to protect her privacy. Julia came to Karman Northwest High School in 2019 as a novice teacher. She says she earned $40,000 and was overloaded with work.
I was showing up to work around 7 a.m. every morning, and usually not leaving until well after 5:30. In the wintertime, I don't think I ever got to see daylight, just because there was so much to do outside of the actual contractual school hours.
Julia says she had three separate classes to prep, an unusually high workload. She and other teachers also served as advisors to groups of students because the school didn't have guidance counselors.
I liked being an advisor to my students, but I didn't like all the extra work that was added on to it when I knew that in other schools, these same stressors weren't put on teachers.
Despite her love for her students, Julia left Karman after 1 year. She now works at a suburban district where she says her pay went up 25%. A current Karman Northwest teacher, Alexis Garcia, has similar concerns about being overworked and underpaid. She has been active in the union drive.
It gives us an actual seat at the table, not a fictitious one that we've been given for so long. I hope that the union is successful because these kids deserve so much more, and they're being given the short end of the stick year after year because of this high teacher turnover.
Charter schools are publicly funded but privately run schools, given more autonomy in exchange for high academic performance. The vast majority of them are not unionized. University of Washington political scientist Paul Hill says unionization is seen as potentially limiting the innovation and flexibility that make charter schools unique. Hill says when charters do unionize, it's usually because of a breakdown in trust between staff and administrators.
Sometimes charter schools start with a kind of almost religious fervor, and the people who run them and operate and teach in them expect to work hugely long hours and take huge amounts of responsibility. And after a while, people burn out or they get replaced by people who have more reasonable expectations or more normal expectations, and they want to see if they can get the charter, the school to operate in a more sustainable way.
Karman employees are working with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Engineers. Joining that union would give Karman staff collective bargaining rights that were stripped from teachers' unions by Act 10. That's the law that curtailed public unions' powers. According to the Karman Collective website, a union election should take place in the next couple months. Even if it's successful, it won't be enough to keep teacher Alexis Garcia at Karman. She's made up her mind. She's leaving.
I've just been worn out to the point where I resent getting up in the morning. I don't want to come to school. I'm not eager to be in the building. The only reason why I get out of bed is for my students. But that can't be the only reason.
Karman CEO Jennifer Lopez declined to answer specific questions, but in a statement said she respects the right of each employee to decide whether to unionize. According to staff, Lopez has been critical of the effort internally. Karman isn't the only Milwaukee organization where workers have recently mobilized. Colectivo Cafe workers voted to unionize in August. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.